This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. When you think of Rome, what comes to mind? The Colosseum, those beautiful ancient columns and buildings. If you actually live in the Eternal City, though, maybe you think of heavy traffic, bad roads, poor planning. The mayor of Rome has to balance modern living and the city's ancient treasures. He's now appointed a professor of architecture to draw up a plan. But when it was unveiled recently, there were fierce objections. David Willey is the BBC's correspondent in Rome. David, what is in this plan? Are they going to remake Rome?
Ancient Rome will be difficult to reconstruct, however much it might please the tourists. No, the professor suggested that part of the Colosseum ought to be rebuilt. As you may or may not know, the Colosseum, the ancient amphitheatre built by the Roman emperors, where they used to hold performances, where gladiators fought each other and wild animals, was ruined during the centuries, partly because of earthquakes, but partly because it was used as a quarry for building stone for other buildings in Rome. So today it's a magnificent ruin. Half of it stands as it was in Roman time, and the other half has simply disappeared, and the professor dared to suggest that it be rebuilt.
So people don't like that idea?
No, the classical scholars think it's a very bad idea. Rome is a very delicate combination of the ancient and the modern. It's a city that's built layer by layer over the centuries, and you can walk round the city and see buildings dating back practically any century you care to choose, between now and the year, several centuries before Christ. So it's a wonderful place for archaeologists, and to try to preserve everything is clearly impossible, and to try to reconstruct it is clearly folly.
Now, are people against reconstructing because they're traditionalists or because they're afraid it's going to make the traffic situation worse unless you're in a chariot or something?
Well, I think part of the problem is the traffic situation. You see, Mussolini in the 1920s and 30s built a new road through the centre of what is now an archaeological zone. And this now takes a very, very heavy daily Roman traffic. If you dig this road up in order to show the remains of the various Roman forums underneath, this would cause chaos in other parts of the city. So the options open to the city authorities are not really very great. But what they have decided under this latest plan is to lay bare one of the big temples which used to rise on the Capitoline Hill, that's to say one of the seven hills of ancient Rome, which was in its day, in the 6th century BC, one of the wonders of the world. It was, in fact, the biggest temple in Italy, a temple to Jupiter.
So they're going to try to excavate some things and show them, but not restore the Colosseum, and traffic is just going to stay about the way it is.
Well, I think the traffic will be very difficult to solve. Rome has grown, is a city now of 4 million people, Greater Rome, and there are simply too many cars here. The authorities have done their best to limit traffic in the city centre, and of course in the archaeological zone there's no road traffic at all. But people like to stroll along part of the ancient Roman roads and just to get a feeling of what it used to be in ancient times.
The BBC's David Willey in Rome. David, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Well, goodbye from Rome.